Special greetings to uncles, aunties, and brethren. Welcome to the bilingual worship service online. And today it is truly my joy to be able to share the Lord's word with all of you. And I would also like to take the opportunity to wish you all a blessed Christmas season and a most wonderful Christmas. 2020 has been a challenging year for everyone in the world. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, many people have fallen ill, have lost their lives, have had their jobs and their families affected. You know, even here in Singapore, and even among us, uncles and aunties, we also recognize how the pandemic has really affected all our lives. For example, we are not able to come to church, to worship, to fellowship with one another. We are not able to go out of our houses and do the things that we used to do. And for some of us, uncles and aunties, you're not able to meet up with the friends that we used to be able to meet up regularly with. And it's very natural to wonder, you know, amidst all these struggles and amidst all these challenges, can we celebrate Christmas with joy this year? And can we end this year, 2020, with joy in our hearts? And you know, the answer to that question is a definite yes. Yes, because of who God is. God is the giver of many good things. And one of the things that God can give is joy. Not just joy, but great joy. God can give each and every one of us great joy in our hearts. And the question that we want to ask today, in today's message, is how can we experience this great joy that God gives? The story that we're going to read today is taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. And this is the story of the wise men, a group of wise men who searched for the Lord Jesus Christ after he was born. And this group of wise men came to experience the exceedingly great joy that God gave to them. And so we begin by reading the first part of this story. And let me read to you the first two verses of Matthew chapter 2. And we read, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem." And we're going to pause here and try and understand the background and the characters of this story. Who were the wise men? And the wise men, as their name suggests, were learned men. They were men of knowledge. They were wise. But they were also Gentiles, which means they were not Jews. And they came from a faraway land in the east. They did not have a Jewish background. They did not grow up in an environment of faith in God. But even then, they had some knowledge of God and the scriptures. But because they were Gentiles, this knowledge was actually just a little. They had little knowledge of God and the scriptures, even though they were learned men. And so these were the wise men. We don't know how many of them there were in the story, but there were a group of wise men. And you know, in the text here, we read that they saw a star. They saw a star in the east. And this was a star that appeared in the world when the Lord Jesus Christ was born. We can imagine this was not an ordinary star. This was a star that shone brightly It shone and gave great light, and it was different from all other stars. And such a special star was observed and noticed by the wise men. And it drew their attention, and immediately the wise men knew this star was a sign. It was a sign of the birth of a very special person. It was the birth of the King of the Jews. As we read in verse 2, they came to Jerusalem searching for the King of the Jews. So this star signified to the wise men the King of the Jews. They had limited knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and so that was only what they knew, that he was a king and he was the King of the Jews. But what is most interesting about the wise men is that they left their homes and went on a long journey to search for this king and also to worship him. And we just want to pause here for a moment and ask ourselves, why would the wise men do something like that? Why would seeing a special star cause them to leave their homes, to pack their bags, to journey all the way to a faraway land to see this king and to worship him? And the answer must be that they believed. They believed, despite their little knowledge, they believed that this King of the Jews was God's special king. This king was somebody truly special. And it was God, he was God's king who was specially chosen to be the king of God's people. And to them, this was a person that was deserving of them journeying all the way to see. And this was a person who was deserving of their very worship. And that was their faith in what they saw. That was their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They truly believed that he was someone special. And so we read again in verse 1 and 2, they left on a journey and they went all the way to Jerusalem, searching and asking, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." You know, back then in those days, traveling is probably not as easy and not as fast as what we know today. They would not have had aeroplanes. They would not have cars. Probably the roads would not be as nice. And this was obviously a difficult and long journey for the wise men. It would have taken months to travel from a faraway land in the east all the way to Jerusalem by foot. It would have been dangerous. We did not know how. Perhaps there will be mountains to cross, rivers to cross, and it would be a difficult journey. And it would also be dangerous. There could be wild animals on the way, or even bandits, robbers. But the wise men journeyed through that difficult journey in search for the Lord Jesus Christ. And they came all the way to Jerusalem. And Jerusalem was the capital of Israel. And the wise men must have assumed, unfortunately, that a king of the Jews would be born in the capital of the country of Israel. But the problem was that Jesus was not born in Jerusalem. And so they had traveled far and long. They had taken much time and effort. They had gone through much difficulty and they arrived in Jerusalem. And yet they encountered with a problem. They went around asking, "Where is he, born King of the Jews?" But they could not find the Lord Jesus. And you know, many times when people go through challenges, when people search for something for a long time and they meet with challenges, they meet with difficulties, many people would give up. Many people would feel discouraged. Many would feel defeated or even upset and angry. But one thing we can be sure of was that the wise men never gave up. And, you know, in the next few verses, we read of a wonderful passage of how God began to lead the wise men in the most wonderful way. God began to help the wise men resume their search. They had come to a standstill in Jerusalem. They could not find the king. And what is worse, we read in verse 3, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled. And Herod was the king in Jerusalem then. And Herod was a wicked king. Because he heard the wise men searching for the king of the Jews, who was not himself, he felt threatened. He felt threatened by this king of the Jews that the wise men were seeking for. And he was upset. And because of him being a wicked king, the entire city was also troubled together with Herod. And you know, it was really an unpleasant situation. The wise men had come to search for the king of the Jews, to worship him. And Herod was there, the current king of the Jews. And yet, he was not the one that the wise men were looking for, and he was not going to be worshipped by the wise men. And obviously, he was upset. He felt threatened. And the whole city was also troubled together with him. But we read here in the next few verses of how God wonderfully led the wise men, and God helped the wise men resume their search. One way in which God helped them was through the scriptures. The wise men were pointed to Bethlehem through the scriptures. And we read in verse 4, a series of events that happened that demonstrate to us God's leading of the wise men. And we read, when Herod had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And so they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, this is the prophet Micah, in verse 6, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. In verse 7, then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. Herod wanted to know exactly when the star appeared to the wise men. And this was many months after the wise men saw the star. And obviously, Herod was up to no good. And in verse 8, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. And this was Herod deceiving the wise men. And Herod wanted to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. And he deceived the wise men. But behind this series of verses, you know what we see here are two things. One, we see a group of wise men that didn't give up on their search for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see also God. God wonderfully leading the wise men through a series of events. And God pointing the wise men to Bethlehem through scripture. And so the wise men, verse 8, verse 9, when they heard the king, they departed, and something truly amazing happened. God's leading for the wise men was not only in scripture, but God made the star which they have seen appear again. The star reappeared. Verse 9, behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them. And the star reappeared, and this time, the star went before them, which means the star was actually leading them. And we can imagine what the wise men would have done. They had journeyed long and far to Jerusalem. They had spent so much time, so much effort. They had met with challenges along the way, and now they have seen God's leading once again through the scripture, through the star. And there would have been great excitement. We can imagine the great excitement that were that was in the hearts of the wise men. They would follow scripture. They would follow the star with faithfulness. And that was what they did. They followed the star. And if we were to imagine the wise men, they would be observing the star day and night. They would not depart from the star, and they would truly follow closely wherever the star would lead. And in verse 9, the last part of verse 9, we read, "Till it came and stood over where the young child was." And now the wise men, following the star faithfully, had now come to where the young child was. They had arrived at the house of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this was the King of the Jews, whose star they had seen many months ago. This was the King of the Jews, whom they had left their homes in search for, to worship. And this was the King of the Jews, which Scripture and the star led them to. And they had finally found the place where the Lord Jesus was. And in verse 10, we read a most special text. And in verse 10, we read, "When they saw the star," meaning when they had found the star stopping at where the Lord Jesus was, "they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy." And this text describes the joy that God filled their hearts with. When they saw the star above the house of the Lord Jesus Christ, in their hearts came a joy. It was a joy that the Lord that gave to them. It was a joy that came from God. And it was an exceedingly great joy. The greatness of this joy was specially emphasized. Exceedingly great. And it was an intentional emphasis by Matthew to describe the greatness of this joy. This was a joy unlike anything else. And that was a joy that the wise men came to experience there and then. It did not come from inside of them. It came from God. And God placed this joy in their hearts, despite all that they have gone through. And it was truly a special moment for the wise men. We read, carry on reading in verse 11. "And they had come, and when they had come into the house, they saw the young child, the Lord Jesus Christ, with Mary, his mother." And when they saw the Lord Jesus Christ, immediately, it was a special time of worship. The wise men fell down and worshipped him. This was planned worship. They had planned to worship him ever since they saw the star in the east. But we recognize that this was truly heartfelt worship there and then. They fell down on their knees on the ground and they worshipped the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, I can just imagine this scene for myself. A group of wise men whose hearts have been filled with exceedingly great joy, now bowing down in worship to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was truly a most special moment. A moment that they had desired for many months. And we read that they opened their treasures and they presented gifts to him. Gold, which symbolizes a king. Frankincense, which symbolizes how the Lord Jesus Christ was God. And myrrh, which symbolizes the death that the Lord Jesus Christ would experience to save all of men. And these were gifts that were precious. These were gifts that were significant. And now we see how, after this special moment of worship, how this story of the wise men concluded. And in verse 12, we read, "Then, being divinely warned in a dream, God warned the wise men through a dream that they should not return to Herod, because Herod was seeking to harm the Lord Jesus. They departed for their own country another way." And so this is the story of the wise men. And as we read this story of the wise men, Now we want to take some time to truly appreciate what this story teaches us. And one of the things that this story teaches us is about God. It's that we have a God who gives great joy. In spite of the challenges that we may face in our life, we have a God who gives great joy regardless of our background. The wise men, they were not of Jewish background. They did not come from backgrounds of faith. They did not grow up learning about God or the Lord Jesus Christ. They only had little knowledge. And that tells us that when God gives great joy, He does not look at the background of a person. Now, we may be a bit older in our age. Perhaps we have not had much education in our lives. Perhaps we did not grow up in Christian backgrounds. Perhaps we come from poor families. But these are not things that the Lord looks at when He seeks to give great joy. You know, God also does not look at the amount of knowledge that we had. The wise men, they were learned men, but they only had little knowledge about God and the scriptures. And despite all this, God filled their hearts with great joy, exceedingly great joy. And just as how God gave great joy to the wise men, we have a God who would also give great joy to us. Despite the challenges that we go through in life, despite whatever backgrounds that we come from, despite the amount of knowledge that we have about God and the scriptures. But what exactly is needed then to experience this great joy that God can give? And the wise man gives us a most wonderful example. One, it is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The wise men believed. They believed that the Lord Jesus Christ was God's chosen King. Perhaps they didn't have a lot of knowledge about the Lord Jesus Christ, but they had faith. They had faith that this was God's special King. They had faith and they believed that this King was deserving of them leaving their homes to search for Him. This King was deserving of their worship and their gifts. And that was the faith of the wise men. And that tells us that, you know, one of the things that is needed to experience great joy from God is faith. Faith in who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Despite the limited knowledge of the wise men, they had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But not only faith, they also express faithfulness in seeking the Lord Jesus Christ. The wise men spend much time and effort in their search. A number of months searching, journeying, looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is faithfulness. Despite the challenges that they faced, they never gave up seeking the Lord Jesus Christ. And when they were pointed to Bethlehem through the scripture, when the star reappeared, they faithfully followed the star. And so how do we come to experience this great joy? It is really when we come to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but not only that, when we are able to seek Him faithfully in our lives. And so today I just want to encourage all of us, all uncles and aunties, and what is truly the message that I want to share to all of us today. And really, uncles and aunties, you know, perhaps this year has been a challenging year for some of us. Perhaps some of us are even right now going through challenges. But our great encouragement and our great hope, our great confidence is in that we have a God who can give us great joy. Not just ordinary joy, but great joy. A joy that can fill our hearts, just as how it filled the hearts of the wise men. And what is our challenge? Our challenge is really to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is not only just a King of the Jews. To us, He is Savior. He has come to save us from our sins and to give us eternal life. He is also Lord. that he is in control? Can we believe that he is in control of all that we go through in life? He is in control, even as we experience this COVID-19 situation. He is in control in all the challenges that we face. And as we read wonderfully in this text, the Lord Jesus Christ is one who would shepherd his people. And you know, we must have faith. We must believe that God is one who is like a shepherd. He's with us each and every day of our lives, watching over us, looking out for us. And our challenge is really to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and to be faithful in seeking him. And sometimes it can be hard to be faithful. You know, when we go through challenges, when we are discouraged, very, very easily we tend to lose sight of the Lord Jesus Christ. But our encouragement is to be faithful, to seek the Lord Jesus Christ despite the challenges that we face, to seek him each and every day of our lives. And you know, when we are able to do that, we will find the Lord Jesus Christ in the most precious and real way in our lives, in the challenges that we face. And you know, with that comes great joy. Great joy that comes from God himself. And you know, this is something that I truly want to wish to all of us today. I wish you the great joy that God gives. The great joy that God gives to the person who has faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and who faithfully seeks the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is a joy that we all can experience this Christmas. And I wish you this great joy, this Christmas. And may we also learn from the wise men to experience this great joy and to respond by offering praise and worship to the Lord Jesus with great joy in our hearts. Let us pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the story of the wise men and how you are a God who would give great joy, regardless of our backgrounds, regardless of the challenges that we face, regardless of how much knowledge we have about you or the scriptures. We know that you are a God who can place great joy in our hearts. And Father, we just pray that we would do our part by having faith in the Lord Jesus, by seeking him faithfully in our lives, no matter what we go through. And may we look forward to experiencing this great joy that you can give. And Father, we pray that we can look forward to Christmas, celebrating Christmas, the birth of our Savior, with great joy in our hearts. And may we also seek to worship you with this very same joy. We pray that this is a joy that you will grant to all bilingual brethren, all those who have heard this message, all those who have faith and seek you faithfully. We pray that you will bless, and we ask this in your Son's most precious name. Amen.